Well, let's head to the, it's a Tuesday, FHN Dial the Doc program. Let's head to FHN Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer and Chief Nursing Officer. Catherine Martinez is back with us again today. Catherine, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. Apparently last week, FHN opened up an acute respiratory clinic. You abbreviate it the ARC. Tell us about this.
Sure. So the acute respiratory clinic, we're calling it the ARC for short, is just one of the many ways that FHN has responded to the COVID-19 pandemic. As we prepare for an upcoming flu season, in addition to COVID-19, it was really imperative that we looked at an alternate care site. And the reason that we did this was to make sure that we decreased any exposure to respiratory patients or patients with respiratory symptoms for our staff, our providers, and our other patients. We really felt that creating the ARC was a way to meet the needs of our community during this time.
All right, so tell us now, listeners out there, potential patients out there, what are the acute respiratory symptoms that might prompt someone to think about or having to visit the ARC?
Sure. So in order to visit the ARC, we really are looking for patients that have acute symptoms. So those symptoms that are not chronic, you know, we're not going to be treating chronic lung disease there. But we're looking for the patients that have shortness of breath, cough, fever, the loss of taste or smell, those really sudden fatigue, muscle aches, headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. So very much those symptoms that are associated with both flu and COVID-19.
Tell us about, is the ARC open to the public now or will be open to the public?
The clinic did open last week, last Tuesday, and we are seeing patients that are FHN established patients. An appointment is needed, so very easy to do by calling the provider's office and press 1 to schedule an appointment, and that will get us get you connected to one of our scheduling assistants that will schedule your appointment, hopefully for the same day.
All right. We're talking to Catherine Martinez, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer and Chief Nursing Officer as well at FHN on the FHN and Dial-A-Doc program. Catherine, now the flu season is upon us now. Of course, people could be confused by their symptoms since flu symptoms are the same or similar to COVID. Can patients actually be tested for both at the ARC?
Yes, they can be tested for both the flu and COVID-19 at the ARC. The provider will determine what is appropriate, if both tests are appropriate or if one or the other. And they will order the test. They're able to order a test for COVID-19, the flu panel, and then RSV, which is the respiratory syncytial virus that we see most commonly in children.
And tell us, give us an overview as to what the appointments will be like there.
The appointments at the acute respiratory clinic are really meant to be a short visit. There is a physical exam that will be done by an advanced registered nurse practitioner, so a nurse practitioner. She or he is able to order blood work if deemed necessary. They're also able to electronically prescribe medications if the patient's condition warrants it. And then, again, there's that ability to be tested for COVID-19, flu, and RSV. Patients will receive a phone call in 24 hours after just to check on them. That will be done by a nurse just to make sure that their condition is improving. And then their follow-up will be directed to their primary care provider at FHN.
All right. And, Catherine, the big question, of course, is how soon will those test results be available to the patient?
The test results will generally be available within 24 to 48 hours. Some of the test results, such as blood work, would be done very soon, within 12 hours. But the COVID-19 test may take us up to 48 hours.
All right, so this is big news. FHN has opened up an acute respiratory clinic. They abbreviate it as ARC. They call it the ARC. Catherine, where is the ARC located?
So the ARC is located in our current Harlem building at 25 North Harlem. The ARC is actually located on the east side of the building, and the reason for this is it completely is isolated away from other patients. Again, this is that safety factor, so that if you're going in to see your provider without respiratory symptoms, we don't want you being exposed to someone else. So it's located, there's one door in and one door out, and it's located on the east side, again, away from other patients.
And what type of precautions, other than the location of the ARC, what other precautions are being put in place to help control the spread of any infections at the ARC?
So we've learned a lot of lessons through our COVID-19 pandemic, and we've incorporated quite a few of those lessons at the ARC. All of our staff will be wearing the appropriate personal protective equipment, or the PPE. Our patients will all be masked. We are limiting the number of individuals within the building, so we really don't want you to bring a guest with you or a visitor with you, if at all possible. We have a set up for if we do run into some backlog and patients are starting to build, we will have you wait in your car and we will contact you when it's appropriate time for you to come in. And then, of course, we're doing frequent sanitizing, and we're also using our TruD or our ultraviolet light to disinfect on a frequent basis.
And what are the hours of the ARC? When is it going to be open?
Our ARC, or acute respiratory clinic, will be open 7 days a week. It is open 10 in the morning till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, it will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right. Well, of course, the flu season is upon us. I guess what I've heard, of course, the symptoms are similar. What I heard is that the good thing from the flu side of things is that the same things that we're doing to prevent COVID are the same types of things you can do to prevent the flu as well, in terms of the social distancing, the mask, and also the hand washing. So this could be, as a result of the fact that we're doing all of this for COVID, this could be a lighter flu season as well, maybe, right?
Well, that's hard to tell, but I think it's a great time an opportunity to also still encourage all of our patients to get their flu vaccination this year. That is one way that we do know definitely that we can lower that risk of influenza or flu in addition to COVID-19.
Yeah, there's a vaccine for the flu. So we want a vaccine for COVID. There's a vaccine for the flu.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Catherine, always great to talk to you. How could people find out more information about the ARC and what we talked about today?
There's much information on our website. If you just go to www.fhn.org, you can find that information out.
All right, Catherine, great to talk to you. Talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Catherine Martinez, Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer at FHN. The preceding today brought to you by FHN.